Ever feel like your body is waging microscopic wars?
It is, constantly.
That's our immune system, folks. And today's deep dive, we're going behind enemy lines.
Into the fascinating world of immunology, indeed.
You've given me a stack of research, but this one, this immune system, it's op-bigging og function.
Bit of a mouthful, I know.
It is dense, but fascinating. So we're not starting from zero here, right?
No, this is for those who know the basics. What is the immune system? We're going deeper.
The Immunology 201, give me the aha moments, the stuff that makes you go, whoa, my body does that.
Exactly. We'll unpack how different antibodies like IgM, IgG, they're not just letters, they're key players.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about. So where do we even begin with this intricate dance?
Well, it's surprisingly organized for something so complex. Our source material here really emphasizes that.
Our bodies have a plan.
Two-pronged defense strategy. First up, the innate immune system. Your body's security team. They're first responders, ready to tackle any threat.
Like those always alert security guards. Always patrolling, always suspicious.
Exactly. Think macrophages. Like Pac-Man. Gobbling up bacteria, keeping things tidy.
And then neutrophils are like those security guards who rush in, sirens blaring.
Spot on. Most abundant white blood cell, always up for a phagocytic feast.
Okay, but that's brute force. What about the more, I don't know, elegant defenses?
That's where the adaptive immune system comes in. Precision and memory are its game.
Ah, the elite forces.
Exactly. Lymphocytes are the key here. B cells and T cells, specifically.
B cells, those are the antibody factories, right?
Precisely. Producing those targeted missiles, antibodies locking onto specific enemies.
Like a lock and key. And the T cells, they're more like the strategists, right?
You could say that. Helper T cells direct the immune response, while cytotoxic T cells.
Those are the assassins.
Deadly accurate elimination of infected cells.
This is already mind-blowing. So how does it all kick off? It's not like an alarm bell rings with every microbe, right?
Oh, but it kind of does. It's called antigen recognition. A sentinel cell encounters an antigen.
Antigens being?
Anything triggering an immune response. Protein on a virus, for example.
So it's like bumping into a suspicious character in a dark alley instantly raises your guard. What happens next?
Things escalate quickly, that's for sure.
Okay, so things escalate quickly after that suspicious encounter. Those first responders, they call for backup.
They don't mess around. It's a cascade of events, beautifully orchestrated.
But how? How does your body know who to call?
Cytokines. Think of them as the immune system's text messages.
Okay, so they're sending out an SOS.
More like targeted alerts. Each cytokine recruits just the right type of immune cell for the job. Like calling in specialists, not just any backup.
And this is where those dendritic cells, the intelligence officers, come in.
Precisely. They present those wanted posters.
Wanted posters.
Well, fragments of the intruder, the antigens, displayed on their surface. Antigen presentation, it's called. Crucial for activating the T cells.
So the T cells, they're not just one thing, are they?
Nope. They differentiate, morphing into those specialized units. Helper T cells, cytotoxic T cells, each with a critical role.
Helper T cells, those are the ones directing traffic, right?
Exactly. Making sure those B cells, the antibody factories, have everything they need to join the fight.
It's like a perfectly coordinated military operation. But where does all of this go down?
That's where those lymphoid organs come in. The source material goes into great detail about this.
The what now?
Lymphoid organs. Your body's training grounds and strategic command centers for the immune system.
We have dedicated immune headquarters.
You could say that. The bone marrow, that's where it all begins, churning out those fresh recruits.
And then they ship out to, where was it again?
The thymus. T-cell boot camp. That's where they learn to distinguish friend from foe. Thymic education, we call it.
Sounds rigorous. You don't want those rookies messing up.
No kidding. High stakes. And once they're trained up, it's off to the secondary lymphoid organs.
Secondary? What are those?
Think spleen, lymph nodes, those mucosal-associated lymphoid tissues. MALT, for short.
MALT.
Catchy. Right. But the point is, these are strategically located throughout your body, ready for action. When an infection hits, they're the battlefields.
Wow. So what happens when the battle's over? Do those immune cells just stand down?
That's the beauty of it. The adaptive immune system, it remembers.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Memory cells, we call them. Like a living record of past encounters.
So the next time that same intruder shows up...
They're in for a rude awakening. It's the basis for long-term immunity, whether from infection or, you know...
Vaccine.
Bingo. A sneak peek for your immune system so it's primed and ready.
That's incredible. But, and maybe this is a silly question, but with a system this powerful, can it go overboard?
You're thinking about autoimmunity, a crucial concept in this source material. And you're right to wonder.
It's like you want a good defense system, right?
Yeah.
But you don't want it attacking the wrong targets.
Exactly. That's where immune regulation comes in. This source material, it really dives into this.
Immune regulation, huh? It's like our bodies have internal checks and balances.
Think of it as a built-in safety mechanism. Keeps the immune system from going rogue.
Okay, but how does it work? How does your body tell what's a threat and what's, well, you?
It's called immune tolerance, and it's fascinating. Basically, it's a two-step process.
Two-step? Okay, lay it on me.
First, you've got central tolerance. Happens mainly in the thymus. Remember that T-cell boot camp?
Right, where those T-cells learn the ropes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any T-cell that reacts to self-antigens, stuff naturally found in our bodies, they're flagged and eliminated.
No rogue recruits.
Nope. But sometimes, a few slip through.
Yeah.
That's where peripheral tolerance kicks in, the backup system.
Always good to have a backup.
Right. So, out in the body, other mechanisms suppress or eliminate those rogue T cells. It's all about balance, keeping things in check.
It makes you wonder, though, what happens when it goes wrong, when those mechanisms fail?
That's when you get autoimmune diseases. The immune system, it mistakes self for invader.
And attacks.
Exactly. Like friendly fire, but on a microscopic level.
Mm.
And this source material, it talks about autoantibodies.
Autoantibodies.
Antibodies that target your own proteins. It's like their programming gets messed up.
Yeah. Rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, those are both because of this.
They are. In rheumatoid arthritis, you have anti-CCP antibodies attacking the joints. Lupus, it's anti-DNA antibodies causing widespread inflammation.
Wow. So it's not just an overactive immune system, it's misdirected too.
Exactly. And some people, they're prone to multiple autoimmune diseases. Polyautoimmunity, it's called.
Multiple is rough.
It is. And we're still learning about the why, the how.
Yeah.
Genetics, environment, it's complex. But, you know, this source material, it also digs into inflammation.
Oh, yeah. Inflammation, that's never good. Right.
Well, it's not so simple. Inflammation, it's actually a vital part of the immune response.
Wait, really? But it's always presented as a bad thing?
Think of it like this. You get a cut, right? Redness, swelling, pain, that's inflammation. It's your body's way of saying, hey, something's wrong here, let's fix it.
So it's like a help signal.
Exactly. It's sending in the repair crew, those white blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is chronic inflammation. That's when it's a problem. Like a fire alarm that won't stop blaring.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do you stop the alarm from going haywire?
Medications can help. Some target-specific parts of that inflammatory process, those cytokines we talked about.
So calming the system down without shutting it off completely.
Exactly. It's all about finding that balance. And this source material really highlights how much we're still learning about these intricate processes.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. All this is going on inside us all the time.
A constant battle, but orchestrated with such precision. This deep dive. It's really just a peek into this amazing world within us.
It really makes you appreciate the complexity of the human body.
It does. And the more we understand, the better we can support our health.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, a huge thank you for this deep dive. I think we all learned a lot today. And for our listeners, remember, there's a whole universe inside you waiting to be explored.